Two more El Paso shooting victims die, 22 in total. By Bob Price on August 5, 2019. Monday morning, El Paso Police Department officials announced that two more of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting died from their injuries. The death toll now stands at 22. At about 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Monday, El Paso Police Department officials tweeted the news that one of the shooting victims from Saturday's mass shooting at a Walmart store passed away from their wounds. Shortly after that, police officials announced the death of another shooting victim, raising the death toll to 22. Just after 1,000, another victim passed away. The total is now at 22. El Paso Police Department, at Tepalis, August 5, 2019. Sad to report that the number of fatalities increased by one. Victim passed early this morning at the hospital. El Paso Police Department, at Tepalis, August 5, 2019. 20 victims of the shooting died on Saturday after a gunman who allegedly traveled to El Paso from the Dallas area to hunt down what he reportedly called Hispanic invaders in a manifesto. The shooter left 26 others wounded, two of those passed away on Monday. El Paso County Sheriff Richard Wiles said he is outraged that this Anglo man came here to kill Hispanics, Breitbart, Texas reported on Sunday. Sheriff Wiles told the world in a Facebook post that he is outraged and you should be too. He called for people to rise up and hold our representatives at all levels accountable. This entire nation should be outraged. In this day and age, with all the serious issues we face, we are still confronted with people who will kill another for the sole reason of the color of their skin, the sheriff wrote. I want representatives who will stand up against racism. The state of Texas filed the capital murder charge on the suspected killer, and the El Paso County District Attorney said he will seek the death penalty. Additional charges are expected to be filed shortly. We will seek the death penalty, El Paso County District Attorney Jamie Esparza told reporters in a press conference on Sunday morning. We will hold him accountable. Federal officials said they are investigating the attack as a potential hate crime and said other federal charges, including domestic terrorism, could be forthcoming. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas John F. Bash said, we are treating this as domestic terrorism. The federal prosecutor said the suspect could also face federal hate crimes and firearms charges. We will deliver swift justice, he added.